This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Dodges down the left sideline in no hurry. Spin dribble. Guarded by Wiggins. Dribbles. Shoots a contested three. It's up and no good. Rebound Melton. Ball game over. The Warriors have won. Final score, Warriors 120 and the Dallas Mavericks 117.
Warriors Radio with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. That's Bobby Bell along with Peyton and Caitlin in the back live. On the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, we got a Tolo ticket giveaway coming up during the 720 Expressway. Another game, Bobby, in which the Dallas Mavericks do not close. They have now lost to the Suns, the Nuggets, and last night the Warriors by a combined 6 points in Klay Thompson's return.
Yeah, you're up 7 with 4.5 minutes left. You feel like momentum's kind of on your side, and then Steph just goes off, and you're unable to make shots, and I hated the shot selection from Luka at the close.
How many times have we said that over the past week?
Yeah, it's been bad shot selection from Luka late in these games, and we mentioned it earlier, but I don't feel like Luka's played a real complete game yet this season. It feels like, oh, he can't make a shot for the first three quarters, or oh, there's long stretches of the third where he's just not making anything, or oh, he played well early. Last night it was he played well for the first three quarters, and then the fourth he had nothing. And he played 41 minutes. I know he's, still on the injury report with the groin strain or whatever, but still, it's like he looked.
His numbers just do not feel 28-8-8.
No.
Of course, that is a drop in scoring from 32 and 34 the previous seasons. He's shooting 7 percentage points worse from the field than last year. He's shooting 6 percentage points worse from 3. He went from 48 to 42 from the field. He's shooting 32% from three right now. 32% from three. Ew.
Ugh.
I know he's dealing with a groin, some type of possible groin issue. He's always dealing with something, but I think it's a legitimate question to ask right now. What is wrong with Luka? 28-8-8 is still MVP type numbers.
Oh, those are great numbers.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just, look, mostly his last three games. It's been he's 4-15 in the fourth quarter over the last three games shooting. A goose egg yesterday. I mean, it was non-existent. It was non-existent in the fourth quarter. And that was after, the first three quarters last night, 4-8, 5-9, 4-7. And then to only get 3 shots off in the fourth quarter. You can't win against good teams when your best player is only taking 3 shot attempts in the final period.
Klay on another close loss this season.
I know we've had like 4 games this year where it could have gone either way. Tonight, this one really stung, being up 7, under 4 minutes left. We'll watch the film and get better. But I am really proud of how this team keeps fighting. We're still getting to know each other, and I keep telling the guys it's better to go through this stuff early in the season versus game 60. So I know we have a chance to be great, and we just got to stay the course.
A lot of the folks at the Franklin Injury Attorneys Fan Text reminded us this is Luka's preseason. He's just, he's getting himself in shape.
True.
He's just not there yet. And that may all be fair. I mean, you know, it was a late run. They had a late season last year, you know, going to the finals. And then what he didn't make they didn't make the Olympics or whatever, right? So there was that. So he got some time off, and we all know what Luka does with time off.
No, I mean he's historically, like, I'm just looking this up right now. I'm trying to look. This is about as poor as he shot this early in the season in his entire career. Like, this is just, it's not
with preseason. The Tolos are saying,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not like he's had his workload similar in years past, and he's still gone out there and shot 50% in the first, you know, dozen games of the season or so. This is just, he doesn't look good. I don't think anybody can say, like, oh, well, it usually makes a massive difference the two preseason games he gets into or whatever else. Like, he's not playing well. And I think the groin probably is part of it. Maybe there's some fatigue playing as deep into the season as he did. I mean, remember, we got to the end of the season last year, and we were all just praying Slovenia would get knocked out of and not get into the Olympics, because we're all like, he's drained. He's got to rest. But,
right. Yeah.
Man, it does not look consistent with him at all right now.
Oh, apologies, RJ. I was all set to go Rangers here with your tease of the most depressing offseason in DFW sports history. But Bobby has stepped in with brand new audio from Michael Strahan.
Oh, no.
In case you missed it yesterday, Michael Strahan got a little physical, got a little Jason Kelce with a Daily Mail reporter who walked up on him at his apartment in New York asking about the national anthem controversy, where Strahan did not put his hand over his heart.
Don't come to my house.
Do you have
Don't
any
come to
comment?
My house, what? Don't come to my house.
Apparently took the phone and threw it in a bush there in New York. Well, Bobby,
at least they have greenery. Okay, it's not the concrete. It's not all concrete.
He fed it to a rat.
That's right.
The big rat just swallowed it along with a pizza slice in the other hand. Bobby then says that Michael Strahan has issued an apology. And I was like, okay, he's apologizing to the photographer, to the media. Shouldn't have put my hands on you. Shouldn't have grabbed your phone.
Nope. I mean, yes, there's that too. But no, he's apologizing for something different, Sean. And I would like everybody to get on the fan cam right now. And in fact, I'm going to stand Caitlin, because I think this is going to be a fun next few minutes.
With your hat off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. let me take my hat off. I'm going to spend the next...
Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
I'm not. I'm excited. And I'm going to put my hand over my heart for this clip from Michael Strahan.
Mocking the anthem, Bobby Bell.
I'm not. I'm going to put my hand over my heart for this clip of Michael Strahan on Instagram, explaining and apologizing for what occurred on Sunday.
And if you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth, is that I was caught up in the moment.
Oh.
I'm looking at all these young sailors standing there at attention before the national anthem played, and I'm thinking to myself, how incredible. How incredible to be that young and to know that you want to do this. Like, it's such a commitment, but you're willing to commit to something that you know gives us our freedoms. Plain and simple. I'm just sitting there in amazement, in which I'm always amazed, because I don't take it for granted, no matter where we go around the world, from Afghanistan to all the military institutions here in this country. And by the time I looked up from that moment, all my Fox guys had their hands over their hearts, the national anthem playing. I somewhat panic, and I'm like, do I be the fool that puts his hand over his heart after?
No.
Or do I just stand here with my hand in front of me respectfully? Which, that's what I did. That's what happened. And if that offended any of our military and veterans, I apologize to you.
So there you go, Sean. He knew it in the moment that this was going to cause a controversy. He recognized it. He didn't need them to. He recognized it. And I'd love to hear you criticize that apology, Sean.
I lost so much respect for Michael Strahan right there. Bending at the knee, and it's not Michael's fault. It's your fault on social media. This is a large reason why people elected Donald Trump again. It really is.
It's because I'm gonna make America.
It's
because
I'm not
again.
Gonna fold up, and I'm not just gonna submit, and I'm not gonna get down on my knee to the noise and the cancel culture. And Michael Strahan just did. I this is so sad. It's so ridiculous. He has nothing to apologize for. I heard from enough military people yesterday who said he has nothing to apologize for. There's been hundreds and thousands and millions of people who I guarantee you, every single Twitter warrior bitching and crying about this, they do not stop in a bathroom at a game. They do not stop at the concession line at a game. They'll lie and tell you they stand up in their living room and in their house when it's playing before a big game. Lie. And Michael Strahan just sold out and gave in. No, he didn't think all that stuff on the anthem was being played. He made all that up just then.
I mean, looking at all these young sailors.
He very well may have. Peyton. I mean, he very well, because we've all been sitting there. Daydreaming.
He did not look and go. Go ahead, sir.
We've all been sitting there. We're somewhere and we start daydreaming and we just don't pay attention to what's going on. I've done that a million times, right? But
I looked at their hands over their hearts, and I panicked. And I panicked. Should I do what they're doing?
No, you didn't do that.
Stop it.
And here's the other problem with this. Okay,
I can't believe
this is a fake controversy.
It is.
All right, because it's this. We get so caught up.
How could you be on Good Morning America, Michael? You don't even respect it.
This is the first time Sean's been critical of somebody bending the knee over the anthem.
There are 400 million people in this country, or whatever there is. 350 million people. Man. When 11 people on Twitter say something, that's not a controversy. We get so caught up.
I said that last week.
In what we see on Twitter.
Bro Bible.
Yep. So we get so caught up. Everyone was fooled by the election because, Twitter says it's so split.
No, Twitter said it was dominant.
Yeah, well, right.
Elon had that covered.
He did.
CNN said it was split.
But that's the point. You know, we get so caught up in these echo chambers that we live in, and the Twitterverse happens to be one, or if you only stay on TikTok, it happens to be one. And these are fake controversies. Like, there was maybe the amount of... There was a lot of people who didn't even know about this just Strahan controversy. If you're not on Twitter, you didn't even know about it.
And I read that Strahan had kind of decided he's not going to give life to it. He didn't address it on Good Morning America, which he should have yesterday. He should have sat on Good Morning America, stood up, and said, I don't have anything to apologize for. I know how the military works. My father served. I grew up in this. I'm not going to apologize. That's the way it is. But he's probably worried about his media reputation, his GMA spot, his spot on Fox. And, man, this is. I'm sad that this happened. I'm sad and disgusted that he was forced into this and that he gave in. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care if people get upset about it. He doesn't have anything to apologize for, and he sold out just then.
Can't be on Good Morning America if you don't put your hand over your heart. Man. It is Good Morning America, not Good Morning Soviet Union. Okay?
And for the 903, it's such a privilege to complain about this. Absolutely.
I will give him this. He does seem to be genuinely talking about growing up in the family that he did and around the military members. I could see if he heard any feedback from military members that was people who were upset by it, I could see him feeling pressure to like, man, I need to clarify this. I don't want to have anybody in that. Because he didn't specify if you were offended sitting at home. He said if I offended any veterans or military service members. So that was clear.
Military offended by this?
They're the least offended. They fought for his right to do this.
Choppy, there's zero chance that he didn't hear from any veterans who did say that they were upset by it. I'm sure he heard from some. And so he's saying to those, that specific community, I apologize. I'll give him a little bit of, it does feel very forced and pressured into, but I will say that I think the only people he is concerned about in this instance, I don't think he cares about what we think about it.
No, I think he does.
I do. I think he cares about just service members.
He just wanted to say service members and military so that the apology like sounded even more legit and genuine. He caved because he's on two different networks and he couldn't deal with the noise. He couldn't deal with it. Jay Glazer didn't inspire him enough as Jay was like, back off my dude. All right, go look at the amount of money. But people don't care about that. People don't care about what you donate. People don't care about what charities you have. People don't care about what you do with your free time in terms of showing up to an event. They don't care. These losers who just want to pick apart. That's social media. That's what it is. And they won. They won.
Do you think
the trolls won?
Do you think Glazer regrets backing Strahan or McCarthy more?
877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. We got power rankings at 8 o'clock. We have Below the Belt at 8:40. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20 this morning. And a Tolo ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on, and putting up with all of us. Are the Dallas Cowboys really one of the worst three teams in the entire league? And Bobby has his list. He's always complaining about him so much. Let's see who Bobby Belt picks to replace Mike McCarthy for next year. That on the Home of the Boys during the commercial-free expressway right after this.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tolo ticket giveaway is coming your way. We're going to chop it up as well at 7:40 around the NFL power rankings. And how far have the Cowboys dropped? I almost considered for power rankings this morning to do the bottom five in the league just to get the Cowboys some involvement. But we can talk about it right here as some people around the country and Bobby in this room have asked, are the Cowboys a bottom three team in the National Football League? Here is Steve Young with some Dallas hatred on San Fran Radio.
So no eyes on the Cowboys, no eyes on the Eagles.
Cowboys. Don't embarrass yourself, bro. The Cowboys are so freaking cooked. They are done. It's not even close to Thanksgiving. It's like they're done. They're overcooked. Like there's nothing. There is nothing there. Turn it off. Freaking don't even turn it on. If you bring them up again, then we're fighting. That's just not even close. Come on.
Yeah, me, you, and Brent can get in a parking lot together. No. That'll be one of the worst fights of all time.
I'd rather talk about the Falcons. Talk about the Buccaneers and Falcons before you even mention the Cowboys. The Cowboys are underneath the Giants right now.
Oh, come on.
No, close.
Come on.
Close.
The Giants? Daniel Jones threw for 0 yards in the first half last week.
I'm talking about grit and ability to go change the nature of the trajectory of where you're going.
That was Steve Young with Tom Tolbert, KMBR.
Show me.
In San Francisco. So this is where we are right now.
Yeah, you've got an analyst saying, and to be fair, Steve Young still hates the Cowboys. Like when he talks about the Cowboys, he mentions, I hate him. Like I hated him back then. I still hate him. When he had that famous get that monkey off my back or, you know, get this, you know, whatever it is, that's the whole thing where he felt like the Cowboys were the reason that he was in that position and the way that the Cowboys had just dominated them in the playoffs those 2 years. And so he doesn't have any love lost for the Cowboys, but I think on top of that, just any national analyst sitting back there and going, I would rather take my chances with the Giants right now as having a better shot at rallying and putting things together than I would the Cowboys. It's a pretty bad indictment on your football team.
It's a very bad indictment of your football team. But this is where they are. And this is where they were before. Don't let the Dak Prescott injury fool you. This is where they were before the Dak Prescott injury.
And Jerry said that after the game, to his credit.
Yeah.
When he was asked about, you know, well, now you don't have Dak. Do you appreciate it more? He's like, we were getting our ass kicked then as well.
Yeah. And that's the reality. I mean, the reality is that they've got a lot of money invested there. And, you know, Bobby's right. That argument's over. Dak's here for the next 4 years, whether you want him to be or not. You know, you don't have that argument is dead and gone. Now it becomes, how do you afford the rosters? How do you afford to get better? The only way this team can get better is really by using this type of year tank and stockpile picks. Get a top six pick and don't use it.
And use all your fourth rounders that are really end of third round picks.
But let's be fair. If they're on the clock, if they let's say that they have the fifth pick in the draft, and you've got a quarterback available, you better not take. You better trade out of that pick because you need picks.
I agree.
They need free play.
That's going to tick off a lot of Cowboy fans and Dak haters, but you have to understand. I know ESPN on all their shows, they don't feel the need to talk about what a cap hit is and what that would do. You can't have another quarterback here.
But what's going to happen is you know this franchise. They may trade down a spot or two, Broadus has talked about this, right? Yeah. Broadus always said, don't trade away from good players. Right, but the problem is, and we've seen this as we've gotten smarter. Sorry, scouts, you don't know what a good player is. We know this, and I'm not saying scout. Nobody really knows, right? We're very bad at this. You could go look at, and you could pick any draft guys taken ahead of the guy next in that position group. I mean, it's a 50-50 on who's better. So, like, we don't know who's better. So, don't get bogged down in that. Trade down. Do the right thing and trade down.
I know you say that a lot,
but it's true.
So what is the long run of fortunate luck that McClay or other teams have had where it how do they break out as better than 50-50 generally?
Well, because they've been good at drafting. Every team is really good at there are people that are really good at pinpointing good players at certain positions.
You think the fifth round pick is the same blind dart throw as picking guys in the first round?
Absolutely not. No.
So I'm saying So a lot of those difference makers, it does actually matter, those margins in terms of evaluating those players.
It matters. Yes, it does matter. But this team is also very good at recognizing good offensive linemen.
Here's how bad.
You know, and that's been a major, I mean, shoot, man, last 10 years, I mean, isn't half of their picks in the offensive line last 15 years?
In terms of their
first round picks, not quite half. But.
It's not half, but it's a number of them. Here's how bad things are right now for Dallas. If you take, and we mentioned this stat a lot, EPA, it's expected points added. It's an efficiency stat that says here's how much you're expected to. Here's how likely you are to score on this drive before the play starts. After the play, here's how likely you are, and then you take the gap of that, and how much the point total did you improve or hurt your chances of scoring on that drive. The Cowboys are the only team in the NFL that is five worst in EPA per pass play on defense and offense and EPA per run play on offense and defense, which means they are in the five worst teams in terms of efficiency, running the ball per play on offense, passing the ball per play on offense, defending the run on defense, and defending the pass on defense. They're in the bottom of the league. There's an argument to be made. They are worse than Carolina right now.
How many teams would you have them above if Dak was playing today? And how many teams now with Rush / Lance?
With the current group of players, they're above Carolina. That's it.
All right. Neutral field, Choppy. Just guess. Dallas, New England, neutral field tomorrow.
Again, current group of players.
Yes.
Cooper Rush. Dallas by two.
Dallas, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville by seven.
Dallas.
10. 20.
Dallas, Vegas. Well, Mac Jones is playing.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, Vegas.
Vegas.
Giants tomorrow.
Dallas.
Carolina.
Cowboys.
Okay. That's what we're guessing Vegas would say.
With Dak healthy, they're better than Carolina, Jacksonville, probably the Giants.
I would pick them against New England. I would pick them against
Carolina. Maybe New Orleans right now.
Cleveland. I'd pick them against Cleveland.
No, not against New Orleans right now.
Not against New Orleans.
Carr's back. And yeah. Kamara's still.
They still lost walking. By 40 with Dak. I'd pick him against Tennessee. I'd pick him against Denver. I don't buy Denver.
Nope.
How would they
score against Denver?
They would win that game 3-0.
Yeah.
Right? They would win that game 3-0.
I mean, let me look at the schedule. They're going to win two games the rest of the year.
Two Carolina. Games?
One of Carolina and the Giants, and then one of a surprise game in there. That'll be what they do the rest of the year. They will finish 5-12.
And 5-12 last year got you what pick?
That was top five pick last year.
Top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line. Are the Cowboys really a bottom three team in the league? I guess you guys did this topic while I was out. So just quickly, who did you have as the replacement for Mike McCarthy in the Bobby Belt head coaching search?
Yeah, so I had Bill Belichick as the favorite at +250. Then we had Mike Vrabel. And those are the guys that I think make the most sense right now.
Who would be your pick?
Would
Ben Johnson be your perfect pick?
No, I don't trust that Ben Johnson would. Like, after Ben Johnson has handled some things, I don't know that he comes here and handles Dallas well.
Okay.
So, no, I would probably say Vrabel is a good pick.
That'd be you'd be thrilled with that.
I don't know that I'd be thrilled with.
Who would you be thrilled with? You have to pick. There has to be someone you'd be thrilled with.
I feel like it's a really bad coaching crop right now in terms of the available coaches that are out there. Everybody has picked over the San Francisco and Los Angeles coaching staffs, where now it's like O'Connell's got a job and McDaniel's got a job. Look, if Miami wants to blow out Mike McDaniel, I'd be interested.
Dan Lanning?
Yeah, I like Lanning. Lanning's fine. I don't think they would ever interview him, but Vrabel would be good. I'd be happy with Vrabel. But I think that for them, it's Belichick, Vrabel. Those are near the top. And then the dark horse, there's two dark horses. Jason Witten, I think, is absolutely somebody that they would give a shot to. And then the other one, I think if there's one team in the NFL that'll do it, this is the team that would hire Gruden.
Wow. So, why do you say that?
Because Jerry's very big in terms of redemption. He was starting to, a lot of people felt like he was starting to turn the Raiders around, that he was having success and that people felt like, oh, okay, he's kind of figured things out here. He already has the skins on the wall. You know, they love referencing back old Super Bowls. That's all they can do for themselves. So they like doing it with their coaches too. They like referencing back, oh, he's won on the biggest stage. They would say that with Gruden. They would say Gruden has succeeded in really big, intense, ownership-heavy settings before with the Raiders twice, and we think that he can make it work here. So I think that Gruden would get a shot just from that perspective, and he's somebody who has stayed on top of the league and wants to get back into coaching, and this is the one team that I think would say, well, we can weather that PR hit if we hire him. Absolutely. We'll deal with the questions. In fact, we'd like him, but bring him on.
I think the reality is that
The reality is they end up with Doug Peterson probably off the rebound from Jackson.
The reality is they're going to do a two-year stopgap, wait for Sean McVay's contract to run out after the 2026 season, and then hire him, and they're going to bring in this idiot.
That's double R.
Riverboat Ron.
That's what I was going to say. Ray Rhodes?
Now, I've got a
Ray Rhodes.
I've got a dark horse here. It's not Jason Witten.
Why? Wait, hang on a sec. Why do you say McVay?
Because I mean, it'll be 10 years in LA, right, with the Rams, and
he seems disillusioned. He keeps threatening retirement.
That's about the time.
He wants someone all in. That's the Cowboys' perfect version of all in, not really all in. Right. Sean McVay said, "No, I could go to broadcast."
So and look, and Jerry is not going to hire a college coach, but I do think. I don't know this.
Well, your face is making a weird look. It doesn't look like you're about to say something you believe in.
I just heard a question. Somebody asked me, posed a question to me.
Well.
And it's not Jason Witten.
It's Jason Garrett.
One of his former teammates.
No. Stop.
On the Cowboys?
Don't do this. I know he's talking about. Stop it.
Tony Romo?
Nine God.
who brought that up?
I can't say.
Whoever brought that up?
I can't say. But
Do I know who it is?
Absolutely. You just said... What do you think of this? They said, what do you think of this? And I said, I think it's a terrible idea. But
yeah, and Tony would never do it.
Well, that's the
thing.
Did
you see Tony's tan on Sunday?
Oh, it's great.
That's what my wife first thing. She goes, Tony's tan. Do you know where he got that tan?
Cabo, probably.
And what do you think he was doing in Cabo?
Not in the production meetings. That's not where he's getting his tan.
Yeah, he's in as many production meetings probably as Brady.
As Brady.
And Brady's not allowed in them. Tony is on the damn. He has not given up a golf course.
But you know, if he goes to Jerry, you know, like they would at least have a conversation about it. But he's never going to take a. He would take his pay and cut it in a third. Jerry's not going to pay him $18 million a year to coach. He wouldn't pay Sean Payton $18 million a year to coach.
Who's your dream?
I want Belichick.
Why? For the
everything.
Fun of it?
For all of it, yeah.
What if I told you you do lose McClay if that happens? Do you care?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I care a little bit, and I would be petrified of player personnel. But man, if he let Will stay to do it, I'd be excited. And now, because I was wrong on Zimmer, I would be afraid of today's NFL that Belichick would not work. But this is my chance at Manziel 2.0 to have Bill Belichick here to cover it.
What about Cliff and what he's done in Washington?
He
learned from his time in Arizona, and he's shown he can evolve.
Yeah, I need to do a little bit more homework on that. I think right now, if I had to bet, it would probably end up being Vrabel.
And that's the betting favorite right now. I think
I'd be fine. I mean, I'd be fine with Mike. I don't love it.
Fine with him too.
Vrabel, I want the offensive genius though. That's what I want, and I just will never do it.
I think Vrabel's here to be walk around coach. Like I think Vrabel would be brought in as like be the Dan Campbell, and let's go get a coordinator.
I'm fine with that.
Pepe.
Yeah, guys, on the fan text, 877-881-1053, a lot of different answers here. 972 says, give me Gruden over Tony Romo. 972 also says Aaron Glenn as his choice. 214 wants Mike Vrabel. And 940 says Brian Flores.
Yeah, a lot of people have Flores now. I don't think that can happen because of culture. You know, John Gruden's a clown. That guy, he cannot lead your program. He cannot lead your organization. You know why?
Just keep away from emails.
Go look at his TikToks right now.
Those
TikToks disqualify him. He's done. He's out. Grab a Gruden TikTok or two.
One of him playing like rock music or hip hop and just like jamming out. You got it's a visual too. You got to see it. He's going insane.
He cannot lead your program. He just cannot. By the way, speaking of coaches. Yesterday, Jerry went viral for saying that the sun is a home field advantage for the Cowboys here as he joined us for 30 minutes. I heard we won G-Bag of the Day with the Jerry Jones interview. So thanks to the Tolos for voting on that and G-Bag, whoever did it. What, Choppy?
He's watching the clips.
I love this.
I got one.
You have to turn it up. You got one?
It's a good one.
Hang on. Is this account really Gruden Talks Football, TOKS?
That's
amazing. I love it.
John Gruden is an RJ spirit animal. Go play one of these.
You know, when I was calling plays, I just loved it when our quarterback shredded the defense. I mean, just ripped them. That's what has me feeling really nicey. Like watching Jared Goff go 18 for 18, 292 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Got me feeling nicey.
I couldn't do that pregame warm-up. Jaden Daniels, just a rookie. 26 out of 30, 87%, 231 yards. He rushes for 47. He's doing everything. Shred it, baby.
Who came up with the idea? Someone is dropping that music in every single John Gruden video clip and him reviewing the league. I cannot do it. Cannot do it.
I'm emailing them right now.
Shut up,
Stroud! Let Gruden come on with us. Talk about the Cowboys.
Say we'll hype him up as coach.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll bring that intro music on when we introduce him. It'll be great.
By the way, before we get to chopping it up, Tolo Ticket giveaway, Kellen Moore was asked about the sunlight when he coached here. And he said, yeah, in general, it is an issue for everyone. I've been there. I was there a long time. Stadiums all have different circumstances. That one, the sun plays a decent role. So you just have to call plays according to it. Knowing certain parts of the field at times can be a little bit challenging. We had it in the first quarter, towards the end of the first quarter in the red zone. And then in the second quarter, we were going the other way. So that is Kellen saying it's a factor and you need to adjust your game plan to it. What did Mike McCarthy do? He elected to receive the opening kickoff after winning the toss. If he deferred, the Eagles take the ball and choose to defend the west side of the field. Second quarter, they would have been pushing towards the end zone that was not in the sunlight. So there you go.
Man, it just
got a game plan for it.
How awesome would it be to have a coach, though, like in this building with that kind of thought process who like has an awareness of it? Like, that'd be incredible if you got a coach like that in this building.
Well, you know, that's the other thing.
And if you ever had him in this building, you sure as hell don't let that coach go. Who said that again?
The guy who failed in L.A. with the Chargers that you conveniently forget.
Efficiency.
Yo, whenever Bobby's voice does that, he doesn't believe in his own stuff. So you know, that's his tell. Just pinch your nose together and yell and scream like a kid going through puberty. And that's how you know Bobby is giving away what he really believes. What do you mean?
The reporters asked Jerry about the
He just left a quarterback who hasn't had a turnover-worthy throw in like 3 weeks.
He didn't leave.
Well, you know what I mean? They got rid of him.
Basically. But that was the first turnover-worthy throw Hurts had in a month. Has all of a sudden been created into like this
perfect protector of the football.
You think Kellen Moore should have been the head coach here?
I think Kellen Moore shouldn't have been the one pushed out.
The head coach?
No, just allowed more time to develop. He would have stayed here as offensive coordinator if he got along with Mike McCarthy, which he didn't.
Let's hook you up.
All right, Tolo's right now. Caller number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Papa Roach and Rise Against at the American Airlines Center in Dallas on March 23rd. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Around the NFL power rankings at 8 o'clock. Get your 1 through 5 or 5 through 1 ready. Right now, let's chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Peanut the Squirrel did not have rabies.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who that is.
You guys didn't cover this while I was out?
No, we did not cover the peanut. I was still trying to collect my thoughts on the whole thing. Plus, I was very upset because every time Sarah watched the video of Peanut the Squirrel's parents or whatever, she kept calling him daddy, and that threw me off.
Oh.
I mean, he's an attractive man. He's an attractive guy. I'll give him that. He looks like my neighbor.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual squirrel parents she was calling daddy.
Like the guy. The guy who runs the...
No, the squirrels. Like, I thought they had the squirrels, the parents, the people who birthed him.
Oh, like the actual ma and pa squirrel.
Yeah.
No, this
and
is
And I was
just,
like, man, you guys are freaks. Holy mackerel.
This is just the guy who
runs
the...
You guys got some... Who was the pretty woman? You guys got some Richard Gere stuff going on.
Yeah.
So he's an attractive guy. I'll give him that, you know. So
the owner of the pet.
The owner of the pet owns and runs the conservation.
Bobby, do you know the story?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Reset it real quick.
All right. I saw there was something involving a squirrel that all of a sudden people were trying to take political advantage of, and I was like, I'm out. And
so apparently... I guess the way it was presented to me is that there's a woman from Texas who turned in the parents of the squirrel.
People were calling that these animals were being kept that are wildlife.
That are wildlife, that are dangers, that have rabies. So, like, the state of New York barges in and confiscates the squirrel, the raccoon, and euthanizes them, basically. Chops their head off. And they're like, "Whoa, guys! We don't even know. They're not dangerous. They've not hurt anybody.
They like raided the apartment and took the squirrel."
And they're like,
"I'm not joking."
They're like, "The guy's like, this is the most followed squirrel on TikTok.
Yeah,
he's the most followed Instagram squirrel in the history
he's
of the world.
He's the Gruden of squirrels."
So, Peanut the Squirrel, they did a rabies test, and the tox reports come back that Peanut the Squirrel did not have rabies. So this poor squirrel, Mark Longo, is the owner of the conservation society, and this happened like the day before Halloween, or a week before Halloween, and now the squirrel is dead. They came out does not have rabies.
Oh, that hurts. That stinks.
It sucks. It really, really does suck.
Does it really suck?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. Because now that squirrel helped that little the pet. Conservation area, all their zoo, that squirrel alone gave them the funding in order to keep it open. And now all these animals, these lovely animals, might not have a place to thrive anymore. And that's the problem with it. So there's restaurants that
And it became like the Republicans were like, no, we would never allow a squirrel to be taken.
I was going to say, Biden's America. That's what you're looking at there, Sean.
It really did become a political talking point. I mean, it was a massive political talking point, and that's, you know, where it's at. That's probably why he won. Peanut the Squirrel and Ricky the Raccoon or whatever his name
is. Oh, yeah, there was a raccoon.
Yeah, it was a tilting point in several Wisconsin counties.
Costco, Sean, has recalled 80,000 pounds of butter here in Texas.
This really worried me. This really worried me because I'll go try to get, I think, the Kerrygold.
The Kerrygold is so good.
Try to go ahead. I feel like that's like the only option for fancy butter that people go and get. But this worried me when you sent it.
It did. And you know why they recalled it?
No.
Because, and they recalled it obviously in Texas too.
It's technicality.
It did not have the words contains milk. This is butter we're talking about. What is butter made from, Peyton Russell?
Milk.
Hey! Does not have the term contains milk.
You should have asked him that before you said the contains milk thing.
Eggs and water.
I was just trying to see if you paid attention.
Eggs and water.
Eggs and water. So Costco is forced to recall 80,000 pounds of butter. Literally the dumbest reason.
Oh, my.
80,000 pounds.
You got to be honest about the ingredient. Whenever I'm trying to go ahead and track down a famous recipe and I'm looking stuff up and I don't have a spice, I'm like, all right, let me just go ahead and look up the spices of the ingredient I don't have. And I feel like they don't list everything on there. And they should have to legally. But I feel like they're always missing like a secret ingredient or two that they don't put, so people just don't go ahead and replicate it.
Right, that's
like
true.
Like if I'm looking up a barbecue spice or a barbecue sauce, I'll just go ahead and make this.
Right.
Let me look up this one in South Carolina that I don't have access to right now, but it doesn't have everything exactly listed is my theory. Matt Pittman at 820 today.
I believe it's called a trade secret, right? I think it's called a trade secret. So like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola never patented their product.
They didn't?
No, because they knew if they patented it at, I think it's 17 years, that recipe becomes public. So if you keep it a trade secret and you keep the ingredients a secret, no one ever can replicate your product.
Okay.
So that's a little fun fact there. I think Heinz did the same thing with their ketchups.
Is that how they get you, though, with where it says stuff like other natural flavors?
Yes.
Like what qualifies as being able to say, and there's some other stuff in there.
Right.
That they don't have to disclose what that is.
Remind me never to fly to Haiti.
You already won the election. You still have to go after the Haitians.
Yeah, slow down, Pat Robertson.
You guys already won.
Eating the pets.
Spirit Airlines flight was landing in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And the only thing I know about that is that's where a scene in, I believe it was Skyfall, was filmed. James Bond, great James Bond. Arguably the best James Bond there ever was is Skyfall, in my opinion. But Spirit Airlines, they're landing, and all of a sudden, people start shooting at them from the ground, shooting at the plane. The plane's riddled with bullets. Bullets going through the engine, through the cabin, into the overhead compartment. You got bullets in your underwear now.
Did anyone get hurt?
I don't think anybody got hurt. Not that I know of.
Then I support this story.
The flight attendant was grazed by a bullet. That's it.
Even Haiti knows Spirit sucks.
Have you flown Spirit?
Yes.
It's that bad?
They're criminals.
Oh.
They're criminal.
Kristen booked it once and they are not kidding. They will just cancel flights. It feels like half their flights get canceled and there's no refund.
No, the fact that they're, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. We've gotten in trouble in the past for airplane talk. The fact that they're still in business, like, it bothers me. It really, really bothers me, the fact that they're still going. Because at that last second, you're going to get $150 cheaper. You're going to get $200 off, so are you really going to pay? Mm-hmm. You're really going to pay $300, $350 more for that other airline?
I see why they're still in business, though. They fly Airbus. If they were Boeing planes...
Yeah.
That bullet may have taken the whole plane down.
So who was on that flight that they were targeting?
That's a great question.
Why were they shooting at it?
It's a great question. I don't know who was on the flight.
J.D. Vance?
It was could have been. Could you imagine if the vice president's taking Spirit? Oh, God. That's how far we've fallen as a country.
That's right.
How far we've fallen.
It's like a campaign ploy. It's like, this is where Biden has led us. The economy has led me to fly Spirit.
Chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Would you eat this new delicacy? Grilled guinea pig.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care for that name. It's very offensive.
Gross.
Italian people. Grilled guinea pig.
Right next to peanut.
Right. And people are saying that it's an Ecuadorian delicacy.
I didn't get that.
Grilled guinea pig is supposedly an Ecuadorian delicacy. And they're saying it's very, very delicious and that the head is actually the best part.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
This
can't.
Is gross.
I don't want to hear this.
I mean, look at it.
I'm definitely not looking.
It looks like sausage on a stick. It really does. It looks like it's a miniature pig. It's a miniature pig on a stick.
Dude, so I was watching. My YouTube is filled with just like different videos of like, oh, here's 10 different type of burgers or 30 different burger methods. And like,
I just watch different cooking videos and stuff like that. Because even though I don't cook, like I'm fascinated by all these different.
Yeah, here, wife, watch this, do it.
Exactly. I'm hoping she'll get the hint. Like, look at this. Yeah. Look, you can actually make things that taste good. And so like that's what I try to do. But they did 39 different types of meats for burgers the other day, and that's what this reminds me of. Guinea pig. They were making eel burgers.
Eel.
Yeah, eel, which I had no idea was a thing. But like. Kangaroo. Apparently, kangaroo burgers are very popular in Australia.
Wow. Name the thing that we eat that if this was like brought up and we didn't eat it, we'd react like this too.
The thing that
hasn't been normalized. You know, it's like, hey, people suggest trying this and we consume it now as a society, but you could see yourself being like, are you freaking kidding me? No, like an oyster?
Prairie oysters.
Yeah. Oh, prairie oysters. What are those? Are balls?
Bull's balls.
Bull's balls.
I didn't know what I was eating when I ate.
But it's something even more commonly consumed. People don't eat, you know, bull's balls a ton, I don't think.
I mean, I ate foie gras. I didn't know what that was. Yeah. And then I think you told me what it was after I ate it. And I was like, I would never have touched that if I'd known what it was.
Yeah.
People eat milt.
What is that?
It's fish. What's the opposite of eggs?
I don't know. What? If there is one.
What goes on fish eggs? What goes on fish eggs?
Oh, so the fertilization.
First fish fertilization.
Ah, okay. So fish poop.
No.
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no, that's pretty disgusting. But these cute little 2.5 to 3 pound guinea pigs are selling for $110 a lot of places. That's how much they cost. How many push-ups can you do?
Not very many right now, probably.
I noticed this the other day that everyone
was doing that, by the way. It's great TV, these push-up contests that people are doing for Veterans Day.
For Veterans Day.
Jason Kelce, it's the best TV he's done because it's certainly not him talking.
Michael Strahan didn't do any push-ups.
Yeah, he probably would do it during the anthem. Jason Kelce, everyone's doing push-up contests. It's good TV.
It's good TV. So, you know, there was two studies I saw about how old you should be based on what you can do. And the average person around 40 years old should be able to stand on one leg for 43 seconds.
All right, so let's do this. I've been thinking about doing this. All of us, you too, Pepe. Caitlin will probably kill us and all of it. One leg, you got to stand for 43 seconds.
Do I pick the leg?
Yeah, I'm gonna find this study here.
And what is it supposed to do and supposed to be? We're gonna start on 30. All right, so you got about 10 seconds.
Do we pick which leg? Can it be either leg?
Yeah, pick your strong leg, your right leg. I think everyone in here is right
leg.
So you gotta stand right here for 43 seconds. Ready? 2, 1, go. Pay attention to the fan cam. First person that loses the balance. Now, Choppy, extra points if you can do this segment and explain why we're doing this and how long you should be doing it.
Okay, so here's the story is... based on
he can't do both.
Your age.
Can't even do it when he's sitting. How's he going to do it like this?
The dominant leg, with each passing decade, the amount of time an individual stands decreases by about 2.5 seconds.
Oh, I looked at the clock. Oh,
for the dominant leg,
I'm wavering.
Time declined by 1.7.
We got 10 seconds left.
Now, 8% per decade after the age of 30, that rate increases as time goes on.
3, 2, 1. Down. Bobby, you're out.
If you're under 40.
I looked at the clock and then that made me lean and then I lost
my mind. Under, see, the trick is that you.
Just like, do what G-Bag does. Don't look at the clock.
Just don't look at the clock. yeah, you're supposed to, like, the trick is like you pin your leg against your leg. Like you're making a Y or a number 4 with like a figure 4.
That's cheating.
I think it's cheating too.
I do think it's a lot easier. Like I just stared at the clock and it was easy for me. Like if you just stare in one place.
So the direct opposite of Bobby.
Yeah, I was fine sitting right here just not moving. As soon as I looked is when I lost my balance.
So if you're under 40, it's 43 seconds. If you're in your 40s, it's 40 seconds. If you're in your 50s, it's 37. But it drops all the way to 19 when you get to your 60s. And the same thing for push-ups. The push-ups for the men and women is about 10 to 15 difference at 25 years old. But as you get to 60 years old, it's about the same. It evens out. Right, it evens out there on the push-ups.
How many push-ups do you think Leah Thomas can do?
877. That's in the past now. All those things, that's in the past.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
One through five, five through one, a cancelable, chopping it up here. Hump day. Expressway with a Tolo ticket giveaway. One through five, five through one, and how far have the Cowboys fallen? Your NFL power rankings are next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.